Audio 1.16.
The New Guitar. I arrived home late last night. Mum and Dad were asleep, but my sister Rachel wasn't in bed yet. I knew what I had to do. I climbed the stairs and knocked on her door. "Come in," she said. Rachel was sitting at her desk and studying. Some music was playing softly on her CD player. Mozart? I wasn't sure. There were history books on the desk in front of my sister. That was her favourite subject. She wanted to go to university next year to study history, as she wanted to become a teacher. Rachel looked up from her book. "What do you want, Katie?" she asked. Rachel and I didn't spend much time together. Don't worry, I didn't hate her, and she didn't hate me. We were just interested in different things. "Could you lend me some money?" I asked her. Rachel always had plenty of money. She worked in a shop every Saturday, and she saved every penny. My younger sister just looked at me. I waited. "It's for your pop band, isn't it?" she asked at last. In Rachel's opinion, it was silly that I played in a band. In fact, all pop music was silly. She agreed with my parents. They wanted me to go back to school and to forget about our band, Steel City. But I didn't want to go to university. They were sad about that. They were even sadder when I got my job at the factory. "It is for the band," I explained. "Tom's guitar is broken. It was an accident, but I broke it. Now we have to get a new one. We're playing in the Battle of the Bands competition, and we can't have a guitarist without a guitar." Rachel didn't seem interested. "Have you asked Mum and Dad?" she said. "What do you think?" I answered. It was a silly question, and Rachel knew it. Mum and Dad hated the band, so I couldn't ask them for money. Rachel thought about this. Then she said, "How many people in the world want to be pop stars?" I didn't answer. I didn't have to. Rachel answered for me. "Thousands of people do," she said. "And how many of them become pop stars?" She waited. "Not very many." At last I said, "This is really important, Rachel." Rachel gave me a long, sad look. Then she picked up her bag from the back of the chair. "Okay," she said. "How much do you want?"